Yeah. All right, good. Okay. I think we've got Nell just joining. Yeah, okay, yeah. So just to reiterate that idea of throwing toys out of a pram can be a kind of company culture almost of that sort of expectation. So to actually reframe that for yourself in a really positive way of I stood up for myself today.
I stood up for myself today.
Really empowering, especially when if you're using that phrase, I feel when you, and I really want you to. Yeah.
That's what I've done.
What was the level of seniority you used that with?
Equivalent to me, so head of department.
Okay.
But because he is in charge of project delivery, he comes under the IT function. So this new project that I've been tasked to get in by the end of the year is a system. So it should have been halfway completed by now, and the first consultancy day is tomorrow because I've already delayed it, with just not doing stuff. So I asked for a certain amount. I wanted dates for the next section of the system to start being implemented or designed things. Now going to have to be September because of IT delaying it. I asked on Monday to have dates before we had the call with their project manager, the systems, which is our internal recruitment and payroll system. And the project manager hasn't even communicated with their project manager about dates, and that's 4 days. And it might not seem like a big thing, but now that project manager is not now going to come back to us until next week, so that's 2 weeks delayed. Because then I have to look at the dates, and it's just delaying it by week after week after week. And then they said on the call, well, you have to have this implemented and live by mid of November. I was like, why? Since when? And it's going to take a couple of months to build design along with the day job and test it. And they said, oh, well, IT won't do any other system cutoffs by after middle of November. And I was like, since when? And all these things all of a sudden just start coming out that they know about, but they're not communicating it with anybody. So it's starting to become quite frustrating. So
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's just pause there for a second. I'm going to come back to you, but I'm just going to welcome Nell to the call. Hi, Nell. Good to see you. I've got your question. I'll come to you in just a second. Okay. Good to see you. Can you just drop your camera down a bit so we can see a bit more of you? I can only see just below your chin. That's
I
nicer.
know.
Yeah. I feel like you're here with us. That's good. Lovely. Okay. So, Liz, just the other thing I wanted to touch on then with you then with that is the emotion. So I can feel quite a lot of emotion. All of this, I mean, even the idea of throwing your toys out the pram is quite a
Emotional,
thing, isn't it? And I get that that's the culture, in the company that there's this thing, throwing toys out the pram if you voice that you're not happy about something, which is a bit extreme, and it's almost like a protective measure for people to jump back and not say too much. So when you're just describing this whole delay, I can feel the emotion underneath all of that for you. So I wonder what the feelings are that come up for you when you're talking about this and they haven't done this and this is going to push this back and this is going to mean this for us. What's that emotion in there for you?
It's frustrating because everything keeps getting planned. And if they just communicated stuff better, it'd be easier. But
Yeah.
it's the frustration that all of a sudden you go on a call with a lot of other people. They've known for days all of this is happening, maybe weeks, and you're
Yeah.
sat there just going, I'm meant to be the lead on this from the system point of view, from the central point of view, but
Right.
they're hindering it, and it just feels like there's blockers. But they are the blocker. Internally, we are being the blocker. So we all need to maybe get, I don't know, get together and thrash out what the problem is. I'm not sure.
Think underneath it, it's important for you to understand the feeling that's under the frustration. You're meant to be the lead on this, and it's being blocked. Is what's the fear underneath that? We're always operating from either fear or desire, always.
It's never gonna get done. It's never gonna get completed. And I'm not gonna be the one to take the rap for it.
Right, okay, so
That's my fear.
that's the fear, isn't it? Okay. That you'll take the rap for this. All right, for this delay, for this poor communication. Yeah.
Everything. If the project isn't delivered, then I will take the rap for it.
Right. Okay. Okay. And that wouldn't be fair.
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. So how could you, what could you do that is within your dynamic of control? Because that's not within your dynamic of control. If that happens, that happens. But what can you influence in that dynamic of control?
Right now, I don't know.
Okay, so communication is the answer. So documentation, communication. Okay, so any conversations that you have that leave you feeling frustrated that people are saying, "Oh, you haven't done that yet," da, 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 I don't know, or whatever. Just send a quick, doesn't have to be a long formal email, but just send a quick note on an email that is just reiterating the bones of the call. Because then you've got a paper trail for all the efforts that you have made, keep communication strong with the suggestions that you have made to keep the project on track. Okay? And then you can relax. Because if it doesn't come to fruition, and if someone tries to get you to take the rap, which they probably won't in your position now, but if they did, then you can say, well, actually, this is the paper trail. Okay?
No, that's fair. Okay.
And then that fear doesn't need to be there.
No.
Do you agree?
Yeah, good chat. Yeah. I
Okay.
think I've kind of been doing that, but not necessarily to that degree. So no, that's fine. I do need to, I've just not been speaking. I've not that I've not been speaking to them. I've been doing other stuff with it and everything like that. So yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing how much people sit up and take action when they know that they are being held to account, even in the most subtle way. And if anyone says to you about it, you can just say, oh, I'm just in this new role, I'm just working on being super clear. Yeah.
No, that's fine. Yeah, good shout. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Good, good. All right. So Nell, how are you? So you're a bit frustrated too. And in fact, Liz might be the one to help you more than me on this. Okay, so your question. Has anything shifted from when you sent your question in yesterday? Okay, you're on mute. Take yourself off mute. No
Sorry, yeah.
problem. Okay, has anything shifted from when
No,
you sent this?
nothing's changed.
Right, okay. All right, okay. So this is what you've said. Okay, we're going to break it down. What would you like to talk to me about? So confidence and work challenges. Okay. So your question is, I'm a bit stuck on the job front. Last week I had an agency asking me if I was available for driving from Wednesday to Friday, AM shifts. I said yes. 10 minutes later I got a message that the job had gone. There was another agency last week who said that they would put me forward for driving this week with one of their clients. I did not hear them from them again and tried to telephone them but was unable to get through. What action should I take to be more successful at securing work? Right, okay. So the role of these calls is to help you with your emotional state. Okay? To help you with your confidence, to alleviate anxiety, to help you to communicate more effectively. Okay? So I can't, strictly speaking, tell you what to do to get to the actions you need to take to secure work. I can help you to work within yourself in that process. Okay. So before we just ask Liz if she has any comments, because you're driving, aren't you? Let's just talk about the confidence issue. So what's this bringing up for you? In not being able to get work now, what's going on for you emotionally?
Yeah, as you say, I feel a bit frustrated because I would like to work, and I know there's work out there, but it's just trying to get it.
Yeah, it's tough. It is tough trying to get a job as Diane's finding. Okay, all right. So you're feeling disrespected, did you say, or did I mishear you?
No, I'm not disrespected, but
Did you?
ignored perhaps a little bit.
What was the word you used? You were feeling
That's a bit ignored.
Ignored. Was that what you said? Okay. All right. Okay. So you were asked by an agency to do a job, and then the job had gone.
Yeah, just like that, yeah.
Okay. So did you go back and follow up with the agency after the message?
No, not particularly.
All right. And what was the reason for that?
Well, I wasn't really sure what to do because they said it's gone, so
All right.
because otherwise I was too late. And but I tried to answer within 3 minutes
Yeah.
questions, so.
Okay. All right. Do you have particular agencies that you're working with, or are you just applying for jobs as you find them online, or?
At the moment, there is one agency I work with occasionally more than others, but I've been pushing them a bit and asked if there's more work in the pipeline.
Yeah, okay. See, whenever there's an end goal in mind, like getting a job or achieving any particular result, there's a vehicle to get you there.
Oh, right.
Pardon the pun. But there is, okay? And that vehicle is connection,
Right.
relationship capital.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that you start to really build some relationships with at least a couple, two to three. Hang on, we've got messages of people trying to get in.
Yeah.
Two to three. Sorry, I'm just trying to get the other people. Just bear with me 1 second. No, we're trying. They can't get in for some reason. Oh yeah, Liz, you saw that, you've responded. Okay, let's just pause the recording a second while we sort this out.
Yeah.
I would look to build some relationships
Yeah.
with the agency staff, a
Yeah.
personal relationship, so get to know them. So I would say give them a call every day. Yeah, just
Right.
be really nice and hi, how are you? How's your morning started for you? I'm really keen to get some work. Got anything coming in? Any whispers of anything coming in
Okay.
tomorrow? Yeah. And just sort of, it doesn't have to be, let's look at, it can just be like a 5 minute phone call.
Yeah.
Just try to just kind of develop more of a connection with them.
Yeah.
All right. And I think that will help a lot because I think with getting a job, Liz, you might agree, really, it's the likability does have a part to play, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sadly, it can, especially with the agency side. But yeah, and I think if a job's going in 3 minutes, that's wow. Yeah, even in my day, I never knew to go that quick. So yeah.
But maybe that's just not the norm. I mean, maybe there are. That there is a, would you say that there's a scarcity of jobs around at the moment, or because that could have just been
So
a bit of bad luck, a bit of a.
it could be a little bit quiet, but I think it will get better for agency drivers once the holidays start.
Yeah, true, because people need to go on holiday, so then you give
Yeah,
them.
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
But sorry to butt in. I'd say, yeah, you do need to be at the top of their thoughts now. That's all I'd say, being an ex-agency person. Nag them. They love it. They do actually love it. Knowing that you're free and keen and eager and everything. And yeah, like I said, I would snap it up. Any driver I'd snap up if you were any close to any of my areas. But sadly, I've just looked where you are and you're not. Otherwise, I'd have to go. Snap it up, but yeah.
Okay, so are you near to these agencies? Are they?
Not so much, but I can try and see if I can build up a pool a bit more.
Yeah. So you have the phone numbers for them.
Yes, I have. In fact, I'm on WhatsApp with some of them, so.
Okay. And there is such a thing as an ethical bribe.
That's a good vibe.
If you are if you're chatting to them and you're just sort of having a general conversation and they say anything that you might be able to, like for example, like really random, say someone's been on holiday. And they might just mention I've been away, or I got really, really burned, let's say, just random. I was out in the sun too much, got really burned or something. You could, depending on the agency and the type of work that you're looking to get from them and so on, you could maybe pop something very small, but just like a little something for the person in the post, like a little cream or nothing big, but just a small thing that shows more of the thought. Now, I saw this, I remembered what you said about your skin.
Something like that.
Might like this. Yeah. Just something little. Doesn't not a big thing, but just something little that does go, it goes a long way for them thinking, oh, that's so nice. God, and then I've got this job. Oh, I wonder if I think I'll give Nell first dibs on this. Yeah.
Okay. I
That is
see. What did
kind
you find out about the skill?
well, that's looking because it could be anything, couldn't it? Anything at all.
There.
She might mention about her dog. It could be, or her cat. It might be that, you could then send her something little, just talking like lots, but there's a lot to be said for that. It's like if they were local, you'd pop into the reception and just leave something small and say, oh, I was just out and I thought of you. And I thought this might be, you might like this for your dog. Just a small thing, it would get you a
Good
job.
numbers if you managed to find all that out, just definitely.
Well, that's my thing. You just play detective. Just be really nice, but just ask a few little questions. As Liz said, you want to be front and center of their mind. They've got coming in because they've obviously got a number of people that they're asking. Yeah. Okay. But it doesn't. That's only. You don't have to do that. It's just like that. Definitely works.
I will see what happens.
Yeah. But even just.
Wouldn't a bit, yeah.
Even if you're talking to them and she says something about, oh, I've got looking forward to a nice night in, nice cozy night in tonight with a good film, you might send her, like a suggestion of a really good film with a preview to it or something, like the trailer to a really good film. Just think about what you said. I watched this film last week. It was amazing. Just thought you might like it. Again, it doesn't cost anything. It's the thought that builds relationship capital. Yeah, that's what you could do practically. I mean, for you emotionally, what's going on for you when you're not getting work and you want to get work?
I look around more and see what else I could apply for.
Now, what's going on with you emotionally? What's it, what's coming up for you? Are you
I just feel a little bit frustrated, and I think, right, you need to get on visit and see if you can send some more applications up, see what you can do.
Okay.
Lady in person or whatever.
Yeah. And what's under the frustration for you?
Frustration. But I would like to do it, but it's not always easy.
Okay. And what is it that doesn't make it easy?
For some work came off, that would make it easy.
Pardon?
If some work came off, that would make it easy.
Yeah, okay. But I want to work with you in the space where where you're frustrated because it's not happening. Yeah, because those thoughts, they have a vibration, okay? So we want to be managing how you're feeling emotionally whilst you're waiting for that work to come in. Yeah. So we want to diffuse the frustration. So what is it that's under the frustration? What's the fear?
And
Under, is that fear?
that perhaps I'm getting older and it's not so easy.
Yeah, getting older and it's not so easy. Yeah. Which is echoes of Diane, isn't it? Has anyone heard from Diane at all this week? Is she? No? Maybe we'll try and get her to chat on the group. So what you need to do with that is come back. Oh, someone's got in. Come back to the benefits of getting older.
Yeah.
How long have you been driving? Hi, Rosemary. How long have you been?
Oh, I started in, I think, 2008, part time.
Right, 2008. So how long is that? 20,
About
13 years. No, more than that. 17.
least, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So a long time.
Yeah.
So what have those 17 years given you?
Quite a bit of experience in different jobs.
Yeah, experience.
Yeah.
And how does that experience serve you?
I think it should serve me in good stead, actually. I've done all sorts of things, so I think it'll send me off to a new job. I'll get on with it because I will fall back on my experience.
Yeah, okay. So there are benefits, aren't there, to being older,
Yes.
to having that experience? Okay. So just because the only reason you didn't get the job was because it just went quicker.
Yeah.
Okay. So that wasn't any di anything directly to you with your in your experience.
Would have
It
thought so.
was just numbers.
I would have thought so, no.
Yeah. Okay. So all you can do is play it to your best advantage,
Yeah.
as we said, by developing the relationship capital. And staying positive within yourself by drawing on the benefit of being older, not letting that fear of being older come forward, push it back, and let the idea of actually this brings me my years of doing this give me a lot of expertise. But it's not just the expertise of being. Oh, Claire still can't get in. Oh, okay, she's in Scotland. It's fine. It's not just the expertise of your driving. What else happens to us as we get older? But what happens to us in terms of what can happen to us in terms of more life experience? What does more life experience bring us? What do you reckon?
Not sure.
Okay. Anyone? What does more life experience bring us as a person? You know, how is someone generally in their 60s compared to somebody in their 20s?
I'm finding the older I'm getting, the more fearful I am.
The older you're getting, the more fearful you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, good, we're working together then. Hey, I'll turn that around. So, Rosemary, what would you say? You're not well, are you? Have you got the flu, you said?
Yeah, but it's not so bad. It's not so bad. I've been taking it. Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello.
I would say for me, on a positive note, of the elderly is, other than the experience, the emotional intelligence, something that we often take for granted, because now you're dealing with matters in a more mature manner. So for me, I think the emotional intelligence is something that comes to mind as we speak.
Yes, thank you. That's where I was going with it. Well done. So it's that more level, more stable perspective because we are older and wiser. Yeah, we have those. We're human. We have moments of fallibility. Yes, we have moments of worry. We have moments of irrationality. But generally speaking, being older does bring you a better perspective on things. And that's really important, especially when you're driving. So that's another strength for you now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I would say when you're getting frustrated, There's that sense of urgency coming up for you, isn't there? That you're thinking, well, I'm getting older, maybe I'm, becoming, this isn't going to be so possible for me to do this now, and I really want to do this before I get too much older. So you want to come back to, what does my age do for me? How does my age benefit me? And then obviously, when you're speaking to the agencies, building that relationship capital, well, then you want to be really grounded, really level, really highlighting the benefits of being older in your demeanor, in the way that you're talking. So not expressing any doubts to them at all. Just staying in the lane of, I have so much to offer with my experience, both professionally as a driver, but also in my life experience. Makes me super employable. Because that's a frame in our mind. If we hold that mindset, others pick up on it too. Okay, that's what I was saying, a rounded way. All right, so some practical, some emotional. Is that helpful for you now? Do you have anything to say back on that? Has that landed with you? Tell me.
Yes, I will push on and not let it deter me.
Okay, so what I've said to you, does that.
Yes, it makes common sense.
Okay. Would you find it possible to have more conversations with the agencies to develop more relationships
I'll try. I'll try. It's not always easy, but because I don't really know any of them,
you?
but I'll just send the odd message and find out. But
So I would say pick up the phone, rather than message them. Would you agree with that, Liz?
Okay, pick up the phone.
It's a lot more. Yeah, they appreciate it more. And then you build up the rapport more. Instead of waiting for someone to reply to a message, you're instantly there, like we're talking now. So you'll find that that will make a lot of difference. And there's a lot more human in the voice instead of on a word. It's yeah, it brings out the person more. So yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay. And I know I do get what you're saying, so I just want to check with you now. It is hard when we don't know the person. So we have to find some kind of commonality, some common ground that we can draw on. British people, Rosemary, we love to talk about the weather because it's such a neutral thing. But it does start a conversation.
That's true, yeah.
So it can be anything. How's your day so far is a much better question than how are you? Because it's more specific for somebody to answer. Okay. Because you don't want to ask a question that is a closed question. They'll just say yes or no, or okay, or fine. You want to try to ask questions where they're going to give you more information. So, how's your day so far? Yes, they might say, yeah, no, it's been pretty good so far. And then you can say, oh, that sounds really great to hear. Tell me, what's one thing that's been great in your day then? Just so you can start a general conversation with them. It's not personal to them. Okay. And then you could say, I'm looking for, I'm still, searching for some work. What opportunities do you have any coming in that you could maybe keep me front and center for? I'd be super grateful. So it's compliment them, show be very grateful, and have conversation with them. Okay. All right, good. Does that answer your question now?
Yes, that certainly helped.
Good. Okay. How are you getting on with the resources? All of you. Where are you at with the resources? Are
No, but I haven't
you them?
come much, to be honest. I need to start looking what resources, yeah.
It's good to use them. I mean, they're very valuable resources, Liz, how are you doing with the resources? Are you
The last
using?
couple of weeks I've been a bit rubbish, but that's with holiday and work. But I have been put some time aside next week to start going through them. But they've been really good, and I've got my little folder next to me as always with my little printouts that I like. So yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So have you worked through any of the modules yet? Have you listened?
Module 1, 2, and nearly finished 3.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, that's really
So
good.
yeah. And
Good.
they've been really
All right. Okay. Well, all right, good. Well, that's good to hear then, because I just want to check where people are at in terms of,
good.
the information that you're consuming, so that we can, look to maybe dive into any of the particular things there that we might need to go a bit deeper on. Rosemary, how about you? Have you done any of the resources? How are things with you?
Not really. I think I've been a bit here and there. There was a lot of traveling in between at that new business, which is 270 to 300 kilometers away. Then there was a bereavement, so I really haven't focused. And I just realized something actually last night, that instead of me trying to get into the PDF when I'm a little bit busy, I could actually opt for the audios. Because at least when you go through the audio, you are still internalizing it, even though I would like to, truly speaking, the workbook is the one that I really want to put a lot of effort into. So that is really meaningful to me, to have a self-reflection and really implement what I get out of it. So yeah, and yes, like Liz, I think I really want to have focus time and really say to myself twice a week, certain hours at a specific time, then I will just delve into it. Yeah.
All right, that's good to hear. Because the resources are that I've given to you, VIP, they're a full program of resources, that cover all aspects, and you approach them in all different ways with audio, video, PDF workbooks, infographics. There's so much, rounded means of getting some other support, okay? And it's understandable when you work through those things and you start to, if you just work through them and you watch them, that's information, okay? What's the difference between information and transformation, though? Anyone know? The difference between information and transformation is the action you take. So it's the implementation, it's the acting on what you listen
Event.
to, what you watch. Okay, how can I bring this into my life? How does that work for me? Okay. Because then you're actually getting the use of the resources. Yeah. Because we can start to bring in some of these aspects from the course into these calls as well, and this will help to answer some of your questions too. Okay. All right, good, good. So Rosemary, are you clear of are you free to speak? You haven't got anyone around you today.
I'm okay. We can talk.
Okay. I was just going to ask
Well,
you.
I do have someone, but it's okay.
Okay. I was going to ask to touch on the communication that we looked at last time. Have you had any conversations around that with your daughter?
Not yet.
Okay. How
Not
did
yet, no.
how did she receive my book? Can you talk?
She She, yes, I can talk. No, she hasn't actually gone into it. I think at the school, this is like, she does play music. She's very good at it. There were a couple of events that were not planned, so she had to put extra time into her music rehearsals. Therefore, she really hasn't truly made time. But I think we have in principle at least agreed. I do not want to put a lot of pressure, but at least I've said to her we can do it together so that we can also evaluate and see how it's working out with her. And I think she is interested. It will really help her. I'm also convinced that it will truly help her. So I want to slowly get her to start.
Okay. And is anyone looking after you? With you being poorly, is anyone looking after you?
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh no. Just me and my daughter, but it's not been bad. At least it's not been extremely hectic. I've just been dosing myself with this and that. The what do you call natural remedies. That's what I'm taking and trying to rest. Although I'm not resting very well, but I've been fine. It's not really been very bad. It's just that I have to really truly learn to go slow. I think everybody's really been on my case. I have to learn, guys. I don't know how to take time off. I think that's something I have to learn and just do it once a week, time out, and look after myself. I'm battling in that area. I don't know how to. So that's something I have to do.
All right. So that's really about making you a priority, isn't it? You know, taking that time that you, if you schedule time for someone else, that becomes a priority that you would keep to. So it's looking at and actually saying, do you know what? I'm going to carve out this time here on a Thursday and this time here on a Tuesday, and that's going to be my time. And it's giving yourself permission to, you know, to be a priority on your work calendar, on your daily calendar. Keeping to that time. Make it a set time,
Very important.
more likely to do that. And it's something you can look forward to. If you set like something to do in that time that you enjoy, even if it's in like a nice bath in the evening or a nice walk out somewhere, day, you're looking forward, you know, to doing those things. And that's the beginnings of some good self-care.
I'll do that.
All right. All right. So, is everyone happy? Everyone got what they needed from today?
Yes.
Good. All right. I'll stop the recording.